Well, it makes it very difficult because I live in Stockholm, which is away, and it's trying to find lifts all the time. Yeah, Stockholm's too far away from the university for me to walk. I couldn't do it there and back every day. So I have to find lifts and rely on other people, and it's not always convenient. So then you would end up missing lessons, and that affects your course and it affects your overall results. So I do support the strikes because it's the only way that people seem to take notice that people need more money. You know, you've got to do something drastic nowadays, or always have had done, to get more money. So I do sympathise with them, and it's just something you put up with, isn't it? And you get people in who are on different courses that we meet up with, you know, they're on different days other than the day they're in with me, and they're not being able to get in because of the work, or it affects child mind, and, you know, trying to arrange things with the, you know, sorting the kids out, picking kids up to and from school. They've got to take more, if they do make it into university, they've got to take more time out of the day to go back and get the kids, because it takes longer, you know, because they've got to arrange things, and it's not always as convenient as your routine bus journey or train journey, because I get both. I get the bus and the train. And luckily, if one's been striking, the other one's been working, so... but again, not always the case, I'm sure. If you want to, if you've made arrangements to go somewhere or do anything, you can't. You've got, especially if you're away from your own town. You know, if it's the next town over and you don't have transport, personal transport, then yeah, of course it affects it. You miss out on seeing people. You can't go to events. So there's not the support for the events that there should have been. Just because people can't get to it, you know. So yeah, of course it impacts on a lot of people. Luckily I've got enough people in the family that have their own cars, so I could get it. But then that makes it everybody, there's so many cars on the road then, because everybody's doing the same, that you're late anyway, so I'll be late. Even if you try and leave early, because of the quantity of cars suddenly on the road coming in this direction, instead of just one big bus, it's like 40 cars. It does make a difference. It does slow down your journeys, and I hate bothering people.